And so this past Friday, about 10:30 at night, I get a text from my other sister-in-law. Are you up? I said, I am. And so she called me. She said, I don't have the recipe for your loaded potatoes. And so she wanted me to make some, but I said, but I'm in Shreveport. So I couldn't make them. But she knows if I'd been at home, she'd have had that pan of potatoes, amen. So I was reliable, but I'm just a person. Sometimes I may tell them I can't do it. But God is reliable. He's sure and he's faithful to his word. So it doesn't matter if I got upset at my husband about something. I could still come in the house of the Lord and praise God, amen. And he'll receive that. I'll repent. But he will receive my worship, amen. You know, people, we get upset and we're going to hold that grudge for a little while, amen. We got to be quick to repent. Some of us aren't as quick to repent as we should be. Quick to let it go, amen. But God is reliable. He's faithful. He doesn't hold it against you, amen. We also have to, we can have what we say. And that's what messes a lot of us up, because we don't watch what we say, amen. Mark 11:23, y'all got me? Says, for verily I say unto you, that whatsoever shall, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. And a lot of times we mess ourselves up because of what we say. We say the wrong thing, opposite of what we want. And that's what we teach our kids, especially our baby. If she's not feeling well, she'll say this hurts, that hurts. I say, you're saying the wrong thing. So we have to make, you got to change that confession. So you say what you want, and you have what you say. So if you want to be sick, then you go on and say you're sick. If you want to be healed, you go on and say you're healed. And believe that. Amen? Whatever it is, you believe it. You speak it. But you have what you say. Amen? You have to speak pleasing words. Psalm 19:14 says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. The words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart has to be acceptable in the sight of the Lord. Doubt is not acceptable in the sight of the Lord. It's not who he is. Sickness is not acceptable in the sight of the Lord. It's not who he is. Lack is not acceptable in the sight of the Lord. It's not who he is. So if those are the words that you're speaking, we just heard and read, you have what you say. But if I speak the words that are pleasing, I have to speak words that are going to be acceptable to him. And the only thing that he accepts is his word. So what do I need to speak? His word. That's the only thing that's going to work. Amen? You can decree what you want, and it's established unto you. Job 22:28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. What are you decreeing? What are you saying? Are what you're saying, are the words you're speaking, making sure that your anchor is holding? Is it securing your foundation? Amen? So what are you speaking? Watch your words. Sometimes we're so loose-lipped, we just fly off and say whatever without watching what we're saying. Being mindful of the things that we speak. But in every situation, you're going to have to monitor. Sometimes we'll go on and say what we want. We might have to repent later. But we got to get to the point to where it's the word and the word only. When something comes up, I've got to speak the word. I put the word on the situation. So what are you saying? Proverbs 6:1-2 from the Amplified Classic. Proverbs chapter 6. It says, my son, if you have become security for your neighbor. No, that's not what I want. Maybe I gave y'all the wrong scripture. Hold on. Yes, yes it is. That's it. Okay. It It says, my son, if you have become security for your neighbor, if you have given your pledge for a stranger or another, you are snared with the words of your lips. You are caught by the speech of your mouth. Your mouth is what's getting you all in trouble. Well, I'll say us. I'm not going to say just you. Our mouths get us in trouble. Sometimes we just talk too much. If you don't know what to say, don't say anything till you do. If you don't know the word, not just words, but if you don't know the word, which is the Bible words to say, then don't say anything till you find what the scripture says. And when you know what the word says, then you do that. Amen? Is that plain enough? If you don't know what to say, you find it in the word, then say it. So don't just say what you think, what you hope, but you say what the word of God says. Make sure that you have a secure foundation. Amen? And then you'll save yourselves a lot of trouble. Amen? You know that old saying, your mouth writing a check that your backside can't cash. Some of us have had some bounce checks, amen. We bounced some checks, amen. So your mouth will get you into trouble, and it brings things about in your life that you don't want. So we have to make sure that we're saying the right thing. That's why it tells us in Psalm 141 in verse 3, to set a guard, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep watch at the door of my lips. So we have to make sure that we are saying what thus saith the Lord. Amen? Amen. But in the same way, you can use those same words to speak and create things in your life. Amen? So your mouth is a very important tool that you use to either help you or it will hinder you. Amen? Say my anchor holds. In my actions, be orderly. 1 Corinthians 14 and 40. And I'm going to read this from the King James and from the Amplified Classic. 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 40. In the Amplified Classic says, but all things should be done with regard to decency and propriety and in an orderly fashion. And then the King James says, let all things be done decently and in order. You know, sometimes we get fed up with certain things and situations and certain people, so we just got to set them straight, amen? So we think. But the word says that all things be done decently and in order. Amen? So we don't always have to do what our flesh cries out for us to do. You can be decent and in order. It says in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Ephesians 5, 1 and 2. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. And, can y'all see these monitors? What are those next three words? Walk in love. As Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. We have to walk in love, people. And that's on us. That's part of our action. To secure our foundation so that our anchor holds, we must walk in love. Sometimes it's hard to love Tim Jones. I'm just kidding, y'all. Tim Jones and I, we like this, amen? We joke around, but I sent him a text. Was it last Sunday? I told him, I said, I know I trip out with you a lot, but I honestly dearly appreciate you and love you. Love you, man. But he has to walk in love with me most of the time, because I'm always the one cracking jokes with him and on him all the time about something. So I know his love walk is growing. See, I'm helping him out, you know? I'm helping you out, brother. Helping him out, helping him grow his love walk. Amen? It also says in Colossians 3 and 13, we have to forgive. Amen? You know, we can do things to people and they can do things to us and we feel so they ought to come and apologize and forgive and all this, but we don't want to do it sometimes. Amen?